And it's time again for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Lovely to be here, as always. Back to the movies yet again. I think they know me by name at the Major London Cinema, certainly by face, and they're generally really, really kind and accommodating when I walk in. So it's a good place to be, especially on a night when there's not much else to do. So the movie that we saw last night, which happened to be the night of the Golden Globes, which I didn't watch. I tend to not watch award shows. Plus, I was at the movies. Anyway, so, but it was, as it turned out, the movie that we saw, which is called Marty Supreme, won at least one big-time Golden Globe Award. And it was at the Maison de Cinema in both languages, kind of briefly, and then it went to only French, which I thought was very odd, because meanwhile the movie itself was getting lots and lots of buzz about picking up some awards. And so I said, well, I'm going to wait a little bit. I'm not going to try and find it somewhere else, although I could if I tried. I'm just going to wait and see what happens. And sure enough, the folks, the management at Maison de Cinema said, oh, we've made a mistake. We let that movie go, and we should have kept it in English for at least another couple of weeks. It is an excellent film. I highly, highly recommend it. It may not be to everybody's taste, and it didn't get across the board accolades, but it did pretty well. The star, well, maybe before I talk about the star, I'll talk about producer, director, person who is responsible for the movie. And he is, he's an accomplished director whose name is, Josh Safdie. And he has done at least, one other movie with his brother, Benny Safdie. And that's a movie, now that I know about it, I'm going to try and find it online. It's called Uncut Gems, and it sounds like it's a little bit along the same lines as Marty Supreme. Anyway, to get back to Marty Supreme, which is the movie that is now playing downtown, it features Timothy Chalamet, who probably many of you know or have at least have at the very least heard of. And he campaigned for this to actually win some awards. He's been nominated, I think, just about everything he's done, he's been nominated and has not yet won a Golden Globe, except this year, while we were at the movies watching his movie. In fact, he did win the Golden Globe for Best Actor. And in my opinion, I think it was well worth it. There are at least two really excellent movies out this year, and they're going to be vying through the many awards programs to walk away with the biggest or the most number of awards. One is One Battle After Another, which is excellent, excellent. And then there's this one. And there's another one, which is now on Friday of this week, beginning at the Maison de Cinema. And it's won, again, lots of award buzz. And it's called Hamnet, like Hamlet, but with an N, Hamnet. And that's absolutely one that I will be not just going to see, but I will be looking forward to seeing, because it's gotten such amazing reviews. Anyway, back to Marty Supreme. Marty Supreme concerns a young man in 1950s New York City, and this is the titular Marty Supreme. It is so solid. It's quick, but it really holds the attention. I was watching and I was saying, boy, everything about this movie is amazing. And in particular, the music is just so perfect for the movie. And it keeps everything going. The story, the editing, the directing, of course, the acting, and not just Timothée Chalamet, but oddly, Kevin O'Leary, Canada's very own Kevin O'Leary, is in the movie and does a fine job as a kind of a bad guy. And it's a movie that, if you don't know anything about this time period, and you may not, it'll be fun to see this idea that there's a young man in his early 20s in New York in the 1950s. It's kind of a rough neighborhood. He is absolutely dead set on becoming a table tennis champion, ping pong by any other. And he goes to England to compete in a table tennis world table tennis championship, which is wonderful. And even if you don't much like movies that are sort of based on sports, and especially, you know, the championship aspect of sports, this one is just fascinating. I would frankly never have thought that ping pong table tennis was so riveting. It is amazing. And I'm not sure how they were able to film all the ping pong scenes so well. I think there was more than a little bit of artificial intelligence at work there, but boy, it's something to see. As I mentioned, Timothée Chalamet's performance, his supporting those around him who are supporting actors. It is just so much fun to watch. We have here online, it says it's somebody, at least one person didn't like it. It says more like Marty Mundane. And I said, well, I don't agree with you. So it says, starts off well with a zippy pace and outstanding production design. And then it kind of goes from there. And Timothée Chalamet gives a nervy, sweaty performance like Adam Sandler did in Benny Safdie's movie, Uncut Gems, from the year, let's see, was it 2020? And he gives this loathsome worm of a character a gravitas that is in part Billy Liar and Raymond. Anyway, it is a character who you are not going to fall in love with, but you're going to be really interested in seeing what happens to him. And I'm not going to tell you what happens to him, because then you may not choose to see the movie. And I think you should. Anyway, so that's kind of what's happening locally in the movie theater. And I kudos to the management at the Maison Cinema for deciding, oops, we made a mistake. We better bring that movie back, because people are going to want to see it. And indeed, in the movie last night, the theater was not totally packed, but pretty close. There were a lot of people at the movie theater on a Sunday night. So I think that was a good sign. Anyway, I would recommend this highly. And another movie that I would recommend, which is, as I mentioned, coming on Friday, is Hamnet. Not a comedy. This is kind of a comedy. Hamnet is not, but it's just, again, I can only speak to it once I've actually seen it, but it's gotten some just wonderful reviews from professional critics and audience members. Anyway, so that would be something that I would say, okay, absolutely, this is a good week to hit your local movie theater and see what's playing and get ready for what is now kicked off as the awards season. The Golden Globes just happened. There's a whole series of other ones. And then in March, there will be the Academy Awards, which are considered by many, if not everybody, to be sort of the pinnacle of the awards. And there's lots of good movies there. There's some mediocre movies. There are some okay movies. There are some movies that you might want to see just because they're fun to watch, like Anaconda. And but there's a couple, three out there that absolutely should be seen. And this is one of them, Marty Supreme. His name, of course, is not Marty Supreme. It's Marty Mauser, actually. Marty Supreme. And then there's the one that I mentioned a while ago, the One Battle After Another, which is superb. And Hamnet, which is coming to our local theater this week. Anyway, I think that's about it. I don't usually gush about movies, but I just loved this movie. I thought, this is way better than I was expecting it to be. So that's my last word on that movie.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Talk next week.
Yep, take care. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.